Cleanup crews are sending branches through a wood chipper on a vacant lot. They're also removing tires, diapers, car seats, sinks, old clothes, and dead animal carcasses. The workers are from the Genesee County Land Bank in Flint, Michigan. They're trying to make abandoned property useful again. Dan Kildee is the Genesee County Treasurer and the brains behind the land bank. He thinks this new approach can recover unpaid property tax money and help improve the Flint metro area.
The community gets to make a judgment on what we think we should do with this land. We get to take a deep breath.
Empty lots and rundown homes have been multiplying for a generation. That's left the city of Flint in a terrible economic state. But the land bank is beginning to change things. Until just 3 years ago, Michigan was like most other states. No one had come up with a solution. The state would auction off a city's tax liens. Then conflict between the tax lien buyer and the property owner could go on for up to 7 years. In the meantime, properties were left to neglect and often vandalized. Under this new program, the treasurer's office forecloses on a property and hands it over to the land bank, which acts as the property manager. The land bank might then demolish a house, it might throw out the owner and let a tenant buy it, or it might auction it off to the highest bidder. A private investor now can't just buy a tax lien, he has to buy the property along with it and take care of it. The land bank is financed in two main ways: through fees on back taxes, and through sales of the few nicer homes or buildings the land bank acquires that bring in relatively big profits. Treasurer Dan Kildee says it makes sense to take that revenue to fix up old properties and sell them to people who deserve them.
There is no system in the United States that pulls together these tools, both the ability to quickly assemble property into single ownership of the county, the tools to manage it, and the financing tools to develop that property.
The land bank program hopes to change the perception of Flint. As thousands of abandoned homes, stores, and vacant lots become eyesores, people and their money go other places, usually to build more sprawling suburbs. The perception that people are abandoning the inner city then speeds up that abandonment. Many people who can afford to leave the city do, and those who can't afford to move are left behind. According to data gathered by the research group Public Sector Consultants, Flint has the state's highest unemployment and crime rates and the lowest student test scores. Art Potter is the land bank's director. He thinks the downward spiral can be stopped. When it is, those folks in the central city won't have to suffer for still living there.
Even though the city of Flint has lost 70,000 people in the last 30 years, the people that are still here deserve to have a nice environment to live in. So our immediate goal is to get control and to clean these properties now.
Urban planning experts are watching the land bank approach. Michigan State University's Rex Lamore says Flint is typical of Midwestern cities whose manufacturing base has shrunk. Private owners, large and small, have left unproductive property behind. As the land bank steps in, Lamore says, it's likely to succeed and become an example that other municipalities can follow.
They can begin to maybe envision a city of the 21st century that will be different than the cities of the 20th century or the 19th century that we see around the United States. A city that reflects a more livable environment. So it's an exciting opportunity. I think we have the vision. The challenge is, can we generate the resources? And the land bank model does provide some opportunity to do that.
But the land bank is meeting obstacles. For example, the new mayor of Flint, who took over in July, canceled the city's existing contracts. A conservative businessman, the mayor is suspicious of the city's past deals. They included one with the land bank to demolish 57 homes. This has slowed the land bank's progress. Its officials are disappointed, but they're still working with the mayor to get the money released.
Put the white one on the back.
The weeds grow rampant in a neighborhood with broken up pavement and sometimes no houses on an entire block. It's open and, in an odd way, peaceful, like a century-old farm. It's as if the land has expelled the people who invaded with their bricks, steel, and concrete. In the middle of all the vacant lots, Catherine Alimo sees possibilities.
I've bought a number of properties in the auctions from the land bank, and also got a side lot acquisition from them for my house. My driveway wasn't attached to my house when I bought it, and it was this huge, long process to try to get it from them, but they sold it to me for a dollar, finally.
And since then, she's hired people to fix the floors, paint walls, and mow the lawns. She's also finding buyers for her properties who want to invest in the city as she has. Together, they say they needed some help, and the land bank is making that possible. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris McCarris.